Wendy, Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. He just offered me $500 for my pants.
To take them off and burn them.
I don't know. Whatever he wants to do with them is fine.
Kurt,
that's
$500. No.
Okay.
You know what,
Kurt? I believe the word was don't.
Yeah, as my daughter Kylie said earlier this morning, don't. Kurt liked them a little bit, and then he saw in the corner there's a logo that says UB638, which is my reggae band. You know that. And that was the deal breaker for Kurt. He didn't like the logo on there.
Yeah, I don't like any part of them,
all right,
really.
All right.
Except I don't think they're ombre. I think it's supposed to be like a paint effect. I think it's supposed to look like paint has dripped.
Yeah.
It looks like you
that.
Just dipped them in
yeah,
whitewash.
Exactly. I don't think it's necessarily like
were you curb painting?
The real ombre
I don't think curb
deal.
Painting is a thing, is it?
Yeah, my brother used
what
to do
what is curb
it.
Painting?
You paint the addresses on the curbs.
Oh, that?
In the
yeah,
city.
I was doing that. That's exactly what I was doing. All right, Kurt, let's look at one of the bigger stories from TV this week, and that's one of the stars of The Real O'Neills, which is one of Wendy's favorite shows.
I love it.
Talks about it all the time, thinks it's one of the funniest shows on TV, but one of the stars, Noah Galvin, said something extremely controversial, and now they're paying the price. What
right.
went on?
Well, I don't know. A couple weeks or a month ago, he did an interview in Vulture where, I don't know if it was a bad day or what, but he was just ripping on everybody. He took Colton Haynes to task for coming the way he came out in an EW interview or coming out so late or whatever.
And Colton Haynes, who is he? I'm sorry.
He was in Arrow. He played, I can't remember what character he played. He's also been in Teen Wolf on MTV.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's been
yeah.
around. He used
yeah.
to be an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
That's where I know
and
him
is
from.
He gay?
Yes.
Okay.
So he came out publicly.
Yeah.
Noah has been out. He's in his early 20s. He's mm-hmm. been out. And he plays the gay character on The Real O'Neills.
Mm-hmm.
But so he took him to task, and then he took Eric Stone Street to task for playing a very stereotypical gay man on
yeah.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
He plays Cam. And
he's not gay in real life.
He's not gay in real life.
And there was
but Mitchell is, isn't he?
Yeah, the actor who plays Mitchell
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Right. So there was some kind of a reference to that, too, that he's playing a gay character and he's not really
right.
gay and
right.
he's overdoing
and,
it.
And then there were some other things that didn't really have to do with gay, being gay or not being gay and that kind of stuff. But I mean, he just sort of this whole interview was sort of him ranting about things.
Yeah.
And it has now affected his show somewhat in that ABC considered dropping part of the episode order for the next season of the show.
Because they do such a good job. And I follow him on Twitter. And Noah Galvin was really kind of saying, this is a great role for me because I am gay and I'm able to talk about it. And the show's a little risque and it's really funny. You would think someone who has come out and has spent a lot of time getting teased or taunted wouldn't turn around and do that behavior to someone else.
Right. Right. It's a it's just not
it's not right.
Like we were saying earlier, I just can't believe a publicist didn't stop him when he was doing it, when he was going on
but
the
this
rant.
Was in a magazine interview, so is there always like an actor wouldn't necessarily have a publicist there during
most
a magazine
of the time
interview.
They
do
most
they
of the time
usually,
they do
yeah.
unless it's I've done interviews one-on-one with people without a publicist involved if the publicist trusted me or if I knew the star well.
Oh.
But most of the time, even on phone interviews, they're sitting and listening. Now, they might be doing something wherever they are in their office, but...
But they'll stop. If you ask a question that they think is too pointed a question, they'll say,
right.
stop, pause, let's think about this before
right.
we
or
answer
or he's not going to answer. I mean, I've actually had a publicist say he's not going to answer that.
Wow.
Things like that, you know.
What was that? Who was it and what was the question? Can you say?
Yeah, it was an actor who had been involved in an accident in Offset.
Yeah.
And she didn't think that he wanted to talk about it, but he actually did want to talk about
oh.
it. So he told her that.
The celebrity can veto it and say, no, I'm good.
The celebrity's paying the publicist, so it's not, you know,
oh.
you know, it's not a, he's the boss. So,
right.
you know, in this case, he let me, you know, he felt free to, you know.
See, I need people to tell me to shut up. I should pay them to
Well, and apparently so does Noah Galvin. Now, he's since apologized for all this stuff, but, you know, after it's said, I don't know that an apology is necessarily all
it's
that.
Not enough.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it feels genuine. I don't know that anybody ever takes it and says, "Oh yeah, I you know."
But what normally happens in a case like this is somebody at the network or maybe the producers of The Real O'Neills call up this kid and
well,
they go,
apparently
"Hey,
they read him the riot act."
Yeah, I
and
bet
they consider lowering the episode order, like I said. But He's apparently had run-ins with them before.
Oh, really?
Like the, what was the
little quote? Ego and entitlement.
Yeah. Ego and entitlement was the quote in the story, exactly, yeah.
But here's what's interesting. There are actors, most notably Alan Cumming, who have come to this kid's defense and said, what he says is true. Let him speak his mind. It's not entirely false.
Well, and it was, I think Noah said something about he was trying to begin living his life in all truth or something like that.
But that's where that's the way he wants to do it. Other people do it differently.
But, you know, it's unfortunate that...
Little dummy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody should tell anybody else when they can come out or when they cannot come out.
Sure, of course. It's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. And I think a lot of times, you know, okay, think the truth, but if you're not asked about it, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, because you can't just say crappy things and then go, I'm sorry.
Right.
Listen, you've got to think before you talk in life, but more importantly, when you're being interviewed and you're a celebrity, you have to think before you talk.
Yeah, there's
a lot
on the line.
And let me just say, Facebook posts, Twitter posts, any social media post, same thing.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot, you know, it's getting a lot less polite out there.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. All right, so just quick, in brief, it has not affected the episode order for Real O'Neills. They're coming back on schedule with as many episodes, but they were threatening
to. Almost did.
Yeah. All right, we have more to discuss with Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us very easily. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's kind of a free-form Friday, I think, today.
That's fair. Yeah, that's totally fair. There is some Wilmer Valderrama news, Kurt, and it's not that he's dating one of Hollywood's top starlets. He's going to be back on television, correct?
Yes. His show got canceled before Christmas last year.
What show was he on last year?
What was that future, that movie adaptation? No, I'm not going to think of it. Anyway, he's going to be on NCIS, and the reason I bring it up is because a caller recently asked about why Michael Weatherly was leaving NCIS and who they were going to get to replace Michael Weatherly. And
Wilmer!
Yeah, and he's going to play... they don't have a name yet that I know of, but he's going to play a quote-unquote charismatic loose cannon agent.
Oh, I would love to see a show with a charismatic loose cannon agent.
Apparently he had been deep undercover for years and years and so long that everybody thought he was dead.
Oh, wow.
But he was still undercover, and now he's back.
He just broke up with somebody.
Yeah.
Who did he just break up with? Because we were trying to figure out how
Demi Lovato was it?
It was Demi Lovato.
Yeah, because I said he's really cute. You guys don't think he is. And I thought, you know, perhaps Demi Lovato was lucky to have him.
Well, isn't there a huge...
There's a big... There? Yeah, like 16 years. 15
not that
or
I'm
16
being
years.
Judgy.
No, you're not being judgy. You're just being honest.
My mother is 12 years older than my father.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
How about that?
And they're still happily married?
Yes.
All right. So it's very possible. Did your mom ever date Wilder Valderrama?
Wilmer Valderrama. The show that he was in was Minority Report.
Oh, and, right. I remember that. The one that was based on Tom Cruise's movie.
Yes. Yeah. Right, exactly. I met him last summer at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, and he was the nicest guy. We just talked to him for the longest time.
Why do all the starlets line up to date this guy? What's he got going?
Have you looked at him?
Yeah, he didn't seem... I hate to say this if any of the Valderrama clan is listening.
Valderrama.
He didn't seem that desirable to me, but women are just...
I think he's very smooth and
but
suave.
But if he wasn't the star of shows like Minority
Report...
You keep
saying that, but he is.
You know what? If you were standing next to him, close talking, with your fifth drink in your hand...
Then you could see it. Yeah?
No, but even before that. I mean, he's very charismatic, just like the character, apparently. And... you know, he's a good-looking guy, and he's really smart. He's very nice. I don't know how he is with everybody else.
He's a good-looking guy. Yeah.
I don't have the list in front of me, but over the last 10 or 15 years, he's dated some of Hollywood's top actresses. They go nuts for this guy.
You're just jealous.
I'm surprised, because in my head, he's Fez from that 70s show. Mm. That's all I think of.
If you can only think of Fest, then maybe.
Right. I can't go deeper than
Fest. But he was
Fest.
Kind of endearing, wasn't he?
Was he? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess he was.
He is a good-looking guy. I don't know. You need glasses. Look at him.
All right. I guess.
He's just a guy.
That's what I...
You guys are jealous.
We're not...
Oh, my God.
Is this jealousy, Kevin?
No.
I don't think it is.
Handsome can recognize handsome. I'm not, you know,
oh,
with
listen
Bill
to
here.
Kevin.
No,
over
I mean,
here. Oh, my God.
He's right. Kevin's right.
I meant Bill.
Thank you.
Me.
Thank you. Handsome recognizes handsome. You know that.
I'm going to get a bumper sticker that says
that. I bet Wilmer Valderrama has never worn jorts.
You don't know that.
And that's his first mistake.
Maybe that's what the women find so irresistible about him. All right. Also, since we're talking about the hunks from the past, John Stamos has another job. He was in a show last year where he was a grandfather.
That got
canceled, but now what is he doing?
He is going to be on the new season of Scream Queens on Fox. That's the Ryan Murphy sort of spoof of those slasher type
horror
shows.
Movies.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I feel it's kind of a spoof of his other show, American Horror Story.
It is
a little
of,
bit, yeah.
It really is.
And they're doing the same. Yeah, there you go. They're doing the same sort of thing.
Let the record show, Wendy is finding pictures on the internet of Wilder Valderrama in almost no clothes whatsoever.
It's called a bathing suit.
All right, he's wearing a bathing suit.
He's in the water.
Where are his hands?
That's up to
That's
interpretation.
That's going to be my screensaver. Sorry, Duncan Keith.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, he's going to play a doctor on Scream Queens. This season of Scream Queens, all the sorority girls who were in the sorority house where all the slashings took place last year, several of them have been put into a mental hospital.
Oh.
And I think he's one of the doctors who comes a-calling.
He seems to be a credible enough lead for a TV show.
Yeah, and
he?
Well,
Stamos,
and I think,
he's
you
fine.
Know, I think a lot of people liked that show, but it just didn't get the eyes.
It only, that one lasted an episode and a half for me.
Like, oh, okay.
I wasn't thrilled with the first episode, and midway through the second, I said, I don't know if I can do this one. So, yeah, it's sad. All right, Orange is the New Black, which is one of my favorite shows on television, is returning season 4.
I have never seen it.
You would love it. You would
really?
Absolutely love it. Yeah, it's so good. And you get caught up in that, I'd say by the first or second episode, you just want to see more and more and more.
Yeah,
I think that's
it's one of those
great
shows
show.
That it hooks you even if it's not the kind of show or if it's not the subject matter you think you'd like. It really does hook you by the end of each episode to even watch the next episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily a cliffhanger each time, but it's just something, you know, it's one of those types of shows. Jinji Cohen writes it, and she did the same thing with Weeds. I always felt that
right.
way about Weeds. After the first season, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch anymore. And then every episode, by the end of the episode,
you like it more
I
and more.
Like I need to go. And
you know
see
what they do that's great on Orange is the New Black? And I think they're the best show to do this since Lost. Even though you're seeing the show in present time, almost every episode has the backstory of one of the characters.
I like that.
And sometimes they're like really obscure backstories from characters that are just little bit parts, but you get to know what got them to where they are now.
I'm going to binge watch and you'll be jealous.
In case anyone doesn't know, Orange is the New Black is about a women's prison, like the characters in this women's prison. And
as much as you loved the women of Cell Block H.
Oh my God, with Frankie Doyle, remember her? She scared me.
With Frankie Doyle, the women of Cell Block H. This is, dare I say, better than
there's
the women
of Cell Block
H.
There's some scary
gals in this. I liked Oz a lot. I thought that was an awesome show.
This is a perfect companion piece to Oz.
This is,
all right,
yeah, there's
I'm
a little more fun stuff in here. That starts today, season 4, all of it on Netflix today.
Am I dreaming this, Kurt, or are they bringing back Sigmund and the Sea Monsters?
Yes. Well, they may bring it back. Amazon today has put all their new pilots, the way they do their what shows they're going to make.
Yes.
They do pilots. They post the pilots on their site so that you can go and watch the pilot episode. Mm-hmm. And then watchers vote. And just, you know, and
that's what will decide?
It
really
helps. I don't think it's like completely decides, but I think it helps to see who gets the most votes. And so they only have two like adult shows, if you want to call them that, and I don't mean porn, but I mean, you know, not children's shows right now. And they have several kids shows, and one of the one that I mentioned was the Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, because I used to watch that
love
kids
it.
Show
it, yeah. Love it.
That's not, it's for adults too. Look at Bill.
I want it. I would watch that every day.
Yeah,
I want that back.
And so
here,
it's just the first episode there so that you can get a taste of it and decide if you want to vote for it.
Well, and Johnny Whitaker, of course, is way too old to reprise his role.
Now, I don't know if he's
Scott Colden.
Yeah,
Mary Wicks.
Yeah.
Love that show.
The first episode, all I remember is I remember Sigmund because he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
In
the Sea Monster.
This,
and Johnny and Scott are friends, the craziest friends you ever will see on the land or on the sea.
Yeah, I don't think
love
that's,
it.
I don't think
love
that.
It.
Just keep wearing the shorts.
Has come along. But they also have The Last Tycoon, which Matt Bomer is in, and it's based on the...
On the movie?
On the movie and the book, right? Wasn't it F. Scott?
Jacqueline
F.
Suzanne?
Scott. Was it?
Or
no.
Is it F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Wasn't it F. Scott Fitzgerald?
It could be. Wendy, you're the arbitrator on this one. The Last Tycoon.
I don't
wanted
know.
To say Jacqueline Suzanne, but you
anyway,
could be right.
Matt Bomer, another handsome lad, is in this.
Yeah.
And Kelsey Grammer, isn't it? Plays his, I think it's his stepfather or father who runs the movie studio. It's set in the 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
30s, maybe 40s.
That's Scott Fitzgerald.
It won. Yeah. Congratulations, Kurt.
Ding,
thank
ding.
You. Thank you.
She I was going to side
that
with
high
Bill.
School, that high school English class paid
that
off.
That paid off big to you.
So that is another one of their shows that the pilot's on now. And this other show called The Interestings with Lauren Ambrose. Speaking of...
From 6 Feet Under?
From... Well, wasn't she also on...
X-Files.
Oh, yeah. The Fez show? Wasn't she one of the...
No, that's no. Laura Prepon
oh,
or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yay, I finally got to know
you
something
right.
during the TV segment.
Right. She's on Orange is the New Black, right? Anyway,
because of her hair color.
So that's another one. Mm-hmm. That's their other...
The Last Tycoon is the other option.
The
other
Last
option.
Tycoon and The Interestings.
And then very, very quickly, we don't have time to go into this in great detail, but Donald Trump has been banned from Seth Meyers' show.
Yeah, well,
I love this.
He said that for a while. And as Seth Meyers said last night, I think it was last night, said a show that he has never, ever shown any interest in coming on.
It's easier to ban somebody that
yeah.
way.
See, Seth did this funny little thing where... He was on speaking on behalf of NBC offering Donald Trump the lead in a new show called Chicago President so that people could
hysterical.
See what it would be like with Donald as the president without any real world consequences.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. That's perfect. Kurt, thank you.
Yeah.
If you want to read Kurt Wagner's work, easy to do. It's at tvshowpatrol.com. It's a great website if you love television. Thanks so much. Have a
oh,
great
and
weekend.
When did Big Brother comes back next week?
I know. The big news, Jimmy Mack informed everybody, yes. And I said, what's going on? He goes, Big Brother starts next week. So we need to talk to Julie Chen.
All right.
I would like to book her as a guest.
Okay. Very good. Thanks,
All right,
Kurt.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. More after this, Bill and Wendy on WGN.